If you poured a premium high-performance racing oil into your daily commuter car, you'd probably think you were giving it, like, the ultimate protection. But in reality, you might be slowly choking your engine. Welcome to this custom deep dive crafted just for you. Today, our mission is demystifying the alphabet soup of 0W40 synthetic motor oil using our provided research. Okay, let's unpack this, because people often treat motor oil like it's just some generic liquid, but it's actually more like, well, a perfectly tailored suit. One size absolutely does not fit all.
Right, yeah. Putting 0W40 in the wrong engine is like trying to squeeze into a suit that's three sizes too small. It's engineered to solve a highly specific, high-stress thermal problem. It isn't just a generic upgrade you pull off the shelf.
Right. So to understand why it's such a specific tool, we first really need to decode the bottle itself. The 0W just means winter flow, right?
Yeah.
Like it's rated down to minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And the 40 is the hot thickness.
Exactly. So it pours super easily in a freezing garage, but acts like a thick protective shield inside a boiling engine. But the metric that actually dictates real-world protection isn't even printed on the front label.
Wait, really? They hide the most important number.
Pretty much, yeah. It's the HTHS viscosity, which stands for high temperature, high shear. We measure this at 150 degrees Celsius under extreme physical stress.
Like the intense metal-on-metal crushing force inside a fast-spinning bearing, right? Like
yeah.
When you floor it on a highway on-ramp.
Yeah, exactly that. HTHS tells us if the oil film will survive that physical crush without just tearing apart. Under extreme turbo loads, a true 0W40 oil hits a resistance of around 3.6 to 3.8 centipoise. Mobile 1, for instance, sits right around 3.8.
Wow. Okay, so that keeps the thick film intact. How does that compare to a standard 0W20 economy oil?
Well, a standard 0W20 drops down to a very thin 2.6 centipoise.
Okay, so if the 0W40 protects high RPM engines so well, shouldn't I just put 0W40 in my 0W20 economy car for, like, extra protection?
Oh, that would be disastrous. Modern economy engines are built with incredibly tight internal clearances. Their variable valve timing solenoids are literally built for thinner fluids.
So a thicker oil just restricts the flow.
Exactly. The fluid itself is too viscous to squeeze into the gaps. It starves critical components, hurts fuel economy, and generates excess heat because the pump is physically fighting the oil.
Man, so you're actually doing more harm than good.
100%. 0W40 is the factory spec for, you know, a Porsche, a Corvette Z06, or an AMG. Those engines have tolerances designed for sustained boost. It is not for your average grocery getter.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. So say you actually own that sports car and you need 0W40. How do you choose? Because a lot of these bottles claim to be full synthetic.
Right. Well, a full synthetic label is often just a marketing illusion. It doesn't guarantee you're getting a top tier Group 4 PAO base stock. Many of them actually use Group 3 base stock.
Wait, like Mobile One's European New Life? Our research mentioned that One uses Group 3, not Group 3.
Mm.
How do you even verify that?
The only way is by checking the product's official SDS sheet, the safety data sheet. Group 3V PAO is artificially built in a lab, so every molecule is identical, making it incredibly stable.
And Group 3 is just heavily refined crude oil, right? So the molecules can shear apart faster.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But beyond even the base stock chemistry, OEM approval codes matter significantly more than the viscosity itself.
You mean like the Porsche A40 spec?
Yeah, exactly. Manufacturers constantly tweak these requirements. Like BMW recently updated their strict LL01 specification and quietly excluded almost all 0W40s.
Wait, including the big ones like Mobile One and Castrol Edge?
Yep, including those. They shifted their approved list toward 5W30 and 5W40 grades instead.
Wow. Okay, so summarizing the golden rule for everyone listening, you have to match the approval codes first, the viscosity second, and the brand name last. Never just blindly grab a bottle.
Exactly. The chemistry has to match the mechanical engineering of your specific motor.
Which brings us to a final, slightly terrifying thought to leave you with. If these oil formulations and critical OEM approvals like BMW's L001 can change so quietly from year to year, how many car enthusiasts are currently out there right now risking their engines based on 5-year-old forum advice?